This is the Thursday, May 12th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for this evening. So settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes or less with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Tyler Folge, I'm flying a solo mission with you on this Thursday. Before we dive in, I do want to let you know, no Daily Wager this evening on ESPN2. Instead, the Daily Wager crew and the fantasy football crew for ESPN will be conducting a two-hour program on ESPN+, a NFL schedule release special where we'll ping-pong back and forth between studios, breaking down the schedule for all teams, the big games from a betting angle, how we're going to look at the order of operations for each team, and then from a fantasy angle as well. So the crews will be there, and it should be fun. Again, ESPN Plus is the spot, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific is the time that it gets started. We'll be on for 2 hours, rocking and rolling with the NFL schedule release. So let's dive into the NBA and NHL postseason today, starting in the association where we have a couple of game sixes, opportunity to close out the series for the Miami Heat and the Phoenix Suns. Let's start with the Heat back in Philly for game six. Philly actually a 2-point home favorite despite the 35-point loss in game five, a total of 207. I lean towards the over with this game back in Philadelphia, thinking that their role players will perform a little more efficiently. James Harden will perform moderately more efficiently, and Joel Embiid maybe gets a little bit of boost from that home crowd there. I do like the Heat, though. I like catching the 2 points head start on the scoreboard there with Miami because I do think they're just a better team. Remember, they are the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference, and I don't think it's recency bias what they did with that 35-point victory at home. I think they're just the better team. Even without Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler has been by far the best player in the series, maybe the best player individually we've seen in the entire postseason. So I like the Heat plus two. I lean over 207 as well. I like Jimmy Butler, as I said, to continue to rock and roll. I'll go over his point prop of 25.5. He averaged 36.5 on the road in games three and four of this series, a 33-point effort in game three, a 40-point effort in game four. Both of them were losses. But again, I think Jimmy's going to try and will his team to a victory against his old pals at Philadelphia, where he certainly didn't have the best time, I think, playing for that team. So that's kind of how I'm looking at the Heat Sixers game. The first one we'll see tonight. Now to the nightcap in Dallas, Suns and Mavericks. It is actually the Suns that are a 2-point road favorite here. So with that being the case, I kind of like the Mavericks plus two. That'd be my lean on the side, but I have more conviction on the total. I'll go under 211.5. If you know me, I automatically just hammer the under when the Mavs are playing at home. 73% of their games, regular and postseason, have gone under the total, including both games, three and four in this series back at home. 211.5 may seem like a lot given what we've seen from these teams at times with their offense. But bottom line, when the Mavs are at home, they have had 33 of 46 games, regular and postseason, go under the total. They slow down the pace. They play better defense. Seen Chris Paul kind of struggle a little bit with his efficiency away from home. Maybe that continues. So much more conviction with the under there. 211.5. I kind of either play Luka Doncic over his par or pass. So with me thinking the Mavs can force a game seven, a little less conviction here than I had in the other game. Luka's kind of just a lean over his points, assist, and rebound prop. Let's move to the NHL. On the ice, we have four game sixes, four opportunities for teams to close out a series. Carolina leads 3-2 in their series over Boston. Boston is a minus 130 favorite at home to force a game seven. The Lightning trail the Maple Leafs 3-2 in their series, and the Lightning are a minus 130 home favorite to force a game seven back in Toronto. Meanwhile, the Blues lead the Wild 3-2 in their series. They're a minus 110 home favorite against the Minnesota Wild to end that series in six. And then in LA, the Kings lead the Oilers 3-2 in that series, but it is Edmonton that is the only road favorite tonight on the ice, minus 140 road favorite to force a game seven against the Kings. No real official plays here, but I do just want to point out that the we've seen a lot of goals in the Carolina-Boston series. I think every game but game five has gone over the total, and game five was a push with six goals. So another six goal total here. I would lean over in that one. My Blues and Wild seems like it's been one of the closest series we've had. I guess you could say the same for Tampa Bay and Toronto as well. So even though I want my Blues to win, it's kind of an emotional hedge here. Maybe play the Wild on the money line. You get a nice price there to force a game seven. The Oilers and Kings don't really have a great read on that, nor the same with the Lightning and the Leafs. But again, just pointing out that three of the four home teams are favorites tonight. The only road favorite is the Oilers, but a chance for Carolina, a chance for the Toronto Maple Leafs, a chance for the Blues, and a chance for the Kings to end those series. So that's how we're looking at the NHL slate. Should be a fun, again, six games in the association, six opportunities to end series and advance to the next round. Should be fun tonight. While you're watching those games, how about a secondary screen experience? Put up your second TV in your living room, pull up your iPad, your phone, turn on ESPN Plus, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. It is our NFL schedule release special. It is us, the Daily Wager crew in Las Vegas, the Fantasy Football Now crew on the East Coast in Bristol. We will be tag teaming for 2 hours, the schedule release, and going back and forth. Should be a lot of fun there. So again, make sure you tune in. ESPN Plus, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. That'll do it for the Thursday edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Hope you enjoyed that. Please rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already done so, as it helps us out tremendously. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Daily Wager podcast and tonight on ESPN+.